Alei Shur, Chelek Aleph, Daf Ein Zain. We are up to the fifth chapter. It's entitled Mavoi Katzar La Mitzvois, a short introduction to Mitzvois. Ein lanu ba'olameinu ela mitzvaseinu. We have nothing else in our world apart from the Mitzvois. Hakol kalul bahin. Everything is encompassed within them. Ein lanu chayim ela b'mitzvois. First of all, life is within the Mitzvois. V'chol ayifanei chayim. All manners of life, all approaches to life depend on one's approach to mitzvois. V'chai bohem ne'emar. The pasuk says in Acharei Mois, v'chai bohem. People normally remember this for the drasha. Oh, v'chai bohem v'lo yishamus bohem. That's true. We have halacha derived from here that v'chai bohem v'lo yishamus bohem, and therefore pikuach nefesh and tochem mitzvois. But besides the drasha, there's a simple pshat. V'chai bohem. Eile mitzvois. These are the mitzvahs that a person shall do and live through them. That's the first point. Then, Ein tachlis b'yetzirah zulas asiyas etzon ha-borei. There's no purpose in creation other than the fulfillment of the wishes of the Creator. Kol ha'olamos shenivre'u doimim le'ilan gadol echad. All the world that Hashem created resemble one large tree. Ufeiroisav. The fruits of this tree, and here we paraphrase the pasuk from Kedeshim, Perek Yutes. These fruits, which are praised to Hashem, hein hamitzvos shanu esim bo'olam hazeh. These are the mitzvahs. This is how the author is paraphrasing various sources in Kabbalah, that the worlds somehow resemble a tree, and the fruits are the mitzvahs. The Ramban says hamitzvos hen peiros ha'olam. The mitzvahs are the fruit. That's the produce. This is what this world is designed to produce. The Ramban there in Bereshis. Furthermore, Ein Avoidas Hashem bli mitzvois. Avoidas Hashem depends on mitzvois. Oimer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, says the Mishnah in Brachois, Mesha sekinoise. So the Shliach Tzibur says that Hashem's mercy extends all the way to the bird's nest, and that's why we have the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein. We silence him. Because the impression he conveys is that everything is motivated by rachamim, but the truth is that the mitzvois are gzeirois, says the Mishnah. And Rashi explains, he imposed upon the Jewish people certain gzeirois, and by doing them, that's our avodah. The mitzvois convey this idea. That we are servants of Hashem, v'shomrei mitzvoisav u'gzeros chokoisav, af bidvarim shesh la'satan ve'le'akum le'hashiv alein. Even in those areas which are less intellectually, intuitively appealing, and therefore the satan and mois olam have room there to argue ve'lomar matzorach b'mitzvah zei. So particularly in the chukim. So here we see the concept that avodas Hashem is primarily through mitzvois. By doing the mitzvois, and especially as we pointed out over here, the chukim, we indicate that we are Avdei Hashem. Next point. Ein his alus mishrerus aleiv, ela al yadei maase mitzvah. It's fairly difficult to translate. One cannot rise above shrerus aleiv, the way that the heart sees fit, except through maase mitzvah. Elsewhere, the author explains in more detail shrerus aleiv, the term Sharir means solid, strong. The author will point out in volume 2 that the Ramban speaks about shririm. In modern Hebrew, that means muscles where the flesh is hard. At the bottom of documents, legal documents like the ksuba, we say they're called sharir vekayam. It's all solid, it's strong. And shirus alev connotes that attitude where ta'avois are entrenched and become stronger and stronger. So to rise from that sense of strong desires can only be done through mitzvois. And the following concept is extremely important. Gadol ha-metzuveh ve'oyseh mimi she'enu metzuveh ve'oyseh. It's a famous principle in Shas. One who is commanded to do a mitzvah and does it is greater than one who does it voluntarily. That's a famous and perplexing principle. Omnam gadolu ha'oyseh davar tov miratzoi nafshoi. Of course, somebody who does something voluntarily is great. It's something praiseworthy to do something voluntarily. אבל הישאלוס משרירוס הלב אין בזה. But one doesn't thereby accomplish this ability to rise beyond oneself, to go beyond one's natural tendencies and inclinations. שיש לו פס בסלוי. This person is doing things voluntarily. Again, the author is paraphrasing Chazal. So to speak, has bread in his basket. He can always withdraw, in other words. He has another option, an escape hatch, if he's doing things voluntarily. שאם ירצה, יניח. That's how Tosfos explains it there. Therefore, וגדול ממנו המצווה בזה. The person who's commanded and has no choice and does it is greater in that sense. It allows him to rise above his inclinations. הוא מסגבר על עצמו ועל שרירות ליבו. He overcomes himself. So that's another aspect of mitzvois. Next point. המצוויס מצרפויס אס אדם. The mitzvois purify the person. כי הן מטביעויס על חיינו סדר אלויקי. They imprint upon our lives a godly order. המרימם ויסלו מפשטוס וחומויוס החיים. That elevates us from the simplicity and the physicality of life. And thereby it imposes a divine order upon one's life. The pasuk says, Imras Hashem tzerufa. The statement of Hashem is purifying. And the Midrash comments, Lo yinitenu mitzvois l'Yisrael, ela letzaref bohen esabriyos. The mitzvois are given to purify human beings. Next point. Ve'ein hashgacha peratis ve'ezer elokim alenu ela al-yedei mitzvois. Divine providence, Hashem's involvement and assistance happens through mitzvois. We touched on this earlier in the Sefer, when we spoke about a person's, the more regular one's conduct, the greater one's hashgacha peratis, and we spoke in the context of a mitzvah like davening in the same place. At any rate, divine assistance and providence, meaning Hashem's involvement, interaction with our day-to-day life, happens through mitzvois. Says that midrash that you quoted a moment ago, v'chol kach lama, sh'neimah, because the pasuk is magenu l'chol achosim boi. Hashem is a protector, a shield to those who shelter in him, k'loimar, that is to say, al yedei tzeruf ha-mitzvois, through these mitzvois that purify us, ni Hashem again, and Hashem becomes a protector, a shield. Hu Hashem matzilu b'Torah, and that's what we find in the Torah, kama havtachois al shemiras ha-mitzvois. We find several promises, assurances regarding the consequences of observing the mitzvois. For example, pasuk in Vayeschanan, Vayitzavenu Hashem la'ases es kol hachokim ho'eile. Hashem instructed us to do all of these chokim. Le'yir'ayes Hashem elokeinu le'toiv lanu kol hayamim. So that it should be good for us all our lives. Le'chayoyisenu ki'ayom hazeh. To give us life as this day. So hashgacha peratis. Next point. Ve'ein hisgalus ha'inyan ha'eloiki. There's no revelation. There's no manifestation of Ha'inyan ha'eloiki, that's a phrase due to the Kuzari, the godly principle, let's say, meaning, Shi madrigois klal Yisrael nevoah v'nes. Those are the levels of klal Yisrael as a whole, and the levels of prophecy and miracle, Ela al yadei ha'mitzvois. Hu asher ne'emar le'melech ha'kuzar b'chalom. So this is what was told to the king of the Khazars in his dream, the beginning of the Kuzari. Kavanascha retzuya u'ma'asecha inah retzuyim. Your intention is worthy, but your actions are not worthy. He was trying to devise his own religion, essentially. He was seeking. He was a sincere seeker of the truth, and he was trying this and that. And we know that this is common bi'ameinu. People who want, who are seeking, are searching for something, and then devise whatever it is, whether they build themselves a little igloo to sit under a crystal or whatever it is. It's good, you're searching, but ma'asecha inam retzuyim, you're doing the wrong things. Ki advarim asher yachinu lekabel reshamim elokim. Those activities, those acts that prepare a person to receive a divine influence, ki nevuah v'ruach hakodesh, at the highest level, the divine impressions like prophecy, einam b'yicholes ha'adam. Those are not things that we invent. V'lo yichlu lesha'er kamusam eichusam. Even if you know roughly what they are, we cannot precisely determine the parameters, how much and when and how. Afilu im yadu es ha'emtzayim, lo yadu zmanehem. Even if you know the particular actions that will bring divine influence, we don't know the particular times. Ach le'achanas ha'emtzayim v'chiburam uzmanehem. To know what the means are, to draw upon oneself divine influence, and their combinations, chiburam and zmanehem, and the right times for them. Tzarich yedi'ah shlema. A person needs to know this. Meforeshes techlis be'umeis elokim. Explained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These things are not things that are arbitrary and can be just invented. This is all a paraphrase of the Kuzari. Mi shehigioi be'ur ze, a person who understands this point, v'kiyem oso al gevulav utna'av belev shelem, and then fulfills these acts, these activities, according to the correct parameters, belev shelem hu ha-ma'amin. That's the Kuzari's definition of the ma'amin. Umi sheishtadel etaken dvarim lekabel einei Eloki. However, somebody who's tried to do things in order to draw upon himself ha'inyan ha'eloiki, this divine influence, b'mechka u'bisvarois, through his own research and through his own theories, aledei tekesim b'duim, through a whole variety of rituals that he's invented. Like I said before, sitting under certain crystals or eating certain things or whatever the rituals are, hu ha'mamre, the Kuzari says, is in fact it's a rebellion of sorts against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki u'makriv ha'korbanois u'maktir ha'ktores b'svara. What he's doing, not necessarily literally bringing korbanois and ktores, but it could be literal. A person is burning incense with the idea that this will draw upon him Ruach HaKodesh. When he does it b'svara, ve'ein yodea amitus masher, but he doesn't know truly what is necessary. This is all invented. Ve'chama, ve'eich, ve'eze makom, ve'eze zman. How much of it, and when, and in what place? Are the places that are more hallowed than others? At what times? Umimim ne'adam, are there certain people who are more capable of this or not? If he doesn't know what he's doing, then it resembles the following mashal. It resembles the case of a fool. Asher nichnas be'itzar rofe, he entered into the pharmacy, we'd call it, of a certain doctor, mefurusam ki refu isav mo'ilois, who's known to be a very powerful healer, but the doctor isn't there. And this fool enters. People are coming to this pharmacy to seek benefit. And this fool is dispensing medicines, but without knowing. He doesn't know the dosage. So here you have this very powerful treasury of healing, but all of these medicines depend on the particular dosage and combination, and he just dispenses them. Ve'imis anashim rabim barfu esen, and then he ends up killing many people with these very potent medicines, asher yucholos barfu esen, which could have healed them. Uvnei adam elo leyadu, these people in the mashal do not know, ki amu'il be'atzmusoi, what really is needed here, what really brings the benefit to atzas harifeu, what you need is the knowledge of that doctor Asher Kivaser Fuesen that concocted these medications in the right dosages, the right combinations. Vayameshaer isan karaui, that's the dosage, vayanaselachole beyachad im refua, diatamatima, and together with them instructs the patient regarding an appropriate diet as well. That's a very powerful mashal over here. When a person tries to invent these things, as we see so often, Biyameinu, people are searching like the Melech HaKuzari, but just inventing rituals and all sorts of prayers, perhaps, and ways and means to try and draw down some divine influence. It is a very dangerous thing, potentially. The Kuzari continues, Al derech zoy hayu bnei adam kodem Moshe. This is what most people are like, most civilizations before the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, before he brought the Torah and told us the correct time, place, people, dosage. That's how most people were before Moshe. Milvad me'at anashim, he says, except for a minority, niftim benimusei ha'kochavim ve'atevaim, they were drawn to idolatry. Ve'olchim mipulchan el pulchan me'elah el elah, they ended up going from one ritual to another, from one god to another. Aval ha'mo'il be'atzmoi, what truly is beneficial. Hu ha'inyan ha'eloiki, again, this phrase, ha'inyan ha'eloiki, v'amazik hu e'adri. That's like the doctor. That's what you really want, and not just a whole collection of medications, which by itself is dangerous. What you really want is the wisdom behind it, like the doctor in the pharmacy, and so to hear in Eloki, the knowledge that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding how to be an Oved Hashem. The mezik u'edroi, its lack is what brings harm. Finally, says the author, Ha'inyan Eloki madregois ha'tera. So this inyan eloki, and then levels of Torah. how to achieve the purity of the body and thought. With the constant growth, to achieve correct midos and clarity of mind. A person earns this only through the fulfillment of mitzvot, bishlei musan, according to the particular parameters. Once again, even if a person is, now we understand that, because we're saying that even if a person knows the mitzvot broadly, but doesn't do them correctly, then it just doesn't bring this. One comes across this, I certainly come across it because I have contact with Geirim quite a bit that I meet through Arachim. And often the story is that they, at the beginning, before they accepted into an official Geirus program, often you hear that they, you know, they start off reading and be a menu, they make use of the internet and they read and they come across this idea of Shabbos and they try to keep Shabbos. And then, of course, a few months later when they've experienced Shabbos, they've learned it, they realize how absurd that observance was. It's like the Kuzari. Kavanas Haratziyah, the intent was desirable, they wanted, they were sincere, but they just didn't know how to do it. They didn't have the practical knowledge of how to take this concept and put it into concrete terms and to do it correctly. It's a fascinating concept to see. Next point, Ulam Chochma Rabat Zech Lashke B'Kiyum HaMitzvois. One needs to invest wisdom in the fulfillment of Mitzvois. B'Chdei Shenizke L'ma She'Yacholim Lizkos L'Adei Kiyuman. So that we should earn what can be earned. We should maximize the potential that can come through the Mitzvois. Here we have a beautiful statement in the Midrash. Omar Rabbi Yechanan Le'olam Ya'aseh Adam Atzmei Kevernit. A person should make himself like a captain, a ship's captain. Hayach La'asos Mitzvah. In the performance of a Mitzvah. What he means is this: Adam domei le'oniya belev yam. A person is like a ship out in the ocean. The mitzvah domei le'namal elav tzerich lechavin se'oniya. The mitzvah is like that port towards which the ship needs to be directed. V'rak rav chovel mumche. It's only a very competent captain, mesugal imtzeis ha'shvil bayam, who's able to find that path in the sea, hamovil la mitzvah la'amita, that leads you truly to that mitzvah, to that port. So that's a midrash. A person must make himself into a kvarnit. One has to invest wisdom in the mitzvahs. That's the opposite of mitzvahs anashim melumada. The final point. Up to here was chinuch na avoida. As we said at the beginning of the shahr, every concept you divide in chinuch and avoida, chinuch to do with the person himself in development and self-improvement and midos, and avoida in terms of improving the quality of one's avodah. So this is what this paragraph is devoted to. Bo ur'e kama mitzvot d'oraisa mekayemim b'meshech yomei ha'shavua. Think about this question. How many mitzvot d'oraisa do we fulfill on a daily basis? I mentioned to you recently that the Rambam writes at the end of Sefer HaMitzvot is that of the 248 positive commandments, an ordinary adult male Jew has a maximum of about 60 that he fulfills on a regular basis. All the others are just not usually accessible. They either pertain to certain groups or people or circumstances or whatever it is. On a regular basis, only 60. But the truth is, as the author, if you think about it, it's a lot fewer than that on a regular basis. What do we have? We have Kriyas Shema, we have Tzitzis, we have Tefillin, we have Tefillah, we have Talmud Torah, Birkas HaMazon, Tzedakah, Hidur VeKimah, towards scholars and the elderly, and Shabbos. Eser mitzvois be'erich miramach. On a regular basis, on a daily basis, about 10 mitzvois d'oraisa. Ve'elu aseres ha-mitzvois, but these 10, keitzad anu mekayminos, and what sort of quality do we invest in them? For example, take one, Kriyas Shema, which is mitzvahs kabbalas oil malchus shamayim belev shalem, to truly, with a full heart, accept upon himself all malchus shamayim. Kama shanim shel amal derushes kedei lekayemah el nechon. How many years of toil are necessary to fulfill that properly? Second example, birkas hamazon d'oraisa. V'chol echad mechaven b'shmonesre yoser me'asher birkas hamazon. We find typically that people have more kavanah shmonesre, more than birkas hamazon, even though, according to most rishonim, shmonesre is derabanan, birkas hamazon is d'oraisa. Yan zoi ba'amida beveis hakneses, because amida is done standing and it's in shul. And the Birkas HaMazon is done by the table. And as Chazal say, Ve'en Adam Mored Ba'Kadosh Bukhalim Toch Sevi'ah, the moment becomes satiated, there's a tendency to drop things and to rebel. Not necessarily rebel, just leave everything, but there's a less of a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a person's stomach is full. So Birkas HaMazon tends to be just a couple of, a person mumbles under his breath, it takes a few seconds and that's it. And that's, there's a lot of room for improvement over there. Third example, Maya Shabbos Shelanu, which is another mitzvah derasa that we have regularly. Naniach, let's assume, Shabaki b'ilchois Shabbos loy nichshal chas v'chalila b'lamites melachois u'vishuz derabanan. So let's assume that a person is knowledgeable, can spend Shabbos without transgressing any melacha and not even a derabanan. Ach, but still, ha'im anu yedim memenuchas Shabbos u'kdushasa. Do we know of the concept of true menucha, true serenity in the kedusha of Shabbos? To the point where Chazal only reluctantly permitted a person to say Shalom on Shabbos. Now he's referring over here, he's assuming that you know this. Friend, take a look at Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. In Tosfos there, the woman says, Shaloi Yehei. Tosfos quotes there, it's that Chazal over there. Again, Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos, the woman says, Shaloi Yehei. And if you want to look into it further, in Pardes Yosef, Parshas Kedoshim on Daf Tav Lamed Beis, the point that emerges is that, and he says it later as well, that really, when Shabbos is experienced to the full and a person is just saturated with its kedusha, it should be such an overwhelming experience that a chazal like we say here, bekoishi to Hashem, reluctantly permitted that a person should be so almost overwhelmed by the experience of Shabbos that even to say Shalom should be something. And Chazal, okay, they permitted it reluctantly. That, how much do we know of that? Achen, and if indeed we can say what the Midrash says, Le'olam yaseh adam atzmei kevarnit heyach lasos mitzvah. A person has to invest tremendous wisdom, just like a ship's captain before the days of GPS, how to do a mitzvah. He's in the heart of the ocean, thousands of kilometers away from the port, and he needs to use his wisdom to get to that port. There's a tremendous scope here for avodah, that these mitzvahs, at least the ones that are the reisa, should be done with greater quality, with greater investment of thought and emotion, involvement in general. Adkan.